right, everybody, and we're back. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You, Season 2, and this is your host, Neogentrix. It is 2020, everybody. It is the 6th, 7th, I forgot what today is, of February, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, as we always do. Today's topic is on leap years, because 2020 is, in fact, a leap year. So, for the first time in the last couple of years, we get to have 29 days in February. So don't let that throw you off. If it looks like your calendar doesn't make sense, no, you didn't buy a faulty calendar. There is, in fact, an extra day on Saturday. With that being said, what is a leap year? Let's start with that, shall we? A leap year, also known as a intercalendary year or a bisextile year. It's a calendar year containing an additional day, or in case of lunar solar calendars, a month basically being added to the calendar year to synchronize with the astronomical or seasonal year with the way the seasons actually flow. You know, because seasons and astronomical events don't repeat in the whole number of days. And calendars that have the same number of days in each year drift over time with respect to the event that the year is supposed to track. You know, by inserting this extra day or month in a year, that drift is automatically corrected. And a year that is not a leap year is called a common year. It's one of the many things that exist that a lot of people aren't aware of. Now, there are two kinds of calendars. With that being said, one is the Gregorian and the original, the lunar. Each one has something special about them that makes them unique, and different areas follow different calendars. And with that being said, leap years are handled differently in other countries. I'll cover what a Gregorian calendar is and what the lunar calendar is in another podcast, but for now, let's go ahead and talk about leap years, all right? Alright, and we're back. So let's go ahead and tackle that why do we have leap years question. First things first, we need a leap year to keep our modern day Gregorian calendar in line with the Earth's revolutions around the Sun. It takes Earth approximately 365.242189 days, or just 365 days to simplify, and 5 hours and 48 minutes and 45 seconds to basically circle around the Sun. Don't ask me how they got this number, that's a whole nother podcast for another day. This is what we call a tropical year, and astronomers measure this from the March equinox. However, the Gregorian calendar only has 365 days in a year. If we didn't add a leap day on the 29th of February every 4 years, we would lose almost 6 hours off every calendar year on its own. After only 100 years, our calendar would be off by about 24 days. You know, it's something that they took into consideration. Leap year rules follow as such. We had a leap day on February 29th almost every 4 years. And I say almost because it's not every single 4 years. The leap day is an extra intercalary day. We add it to the shortest month of the year, typically February. This now begs the question, how do they calculate the leap years? In the Gregorian calendar, there are three criteria that must be taken into account to identify leap years. The year can be divided by 4. If the year can't be evenly divided by 100, it is not a leap year unless the year is also evenly divisible by 400. Then it is a leap year. And according to these rules, the years 2000, 2400 are leap years, while 1800, 1900, 2100, 2200, 2300, and 2500 are not leap years. The year 2000, however, is a special leap year, for the simple fact that it was unique as it was the first instance when the third criterion was used in most parts of the world, since the start of the tradition started with the Julian calendar as it transitioned to the Gregorian in 1582, you know, which, like I said, I'll go into later. Last but not least, who invented leap years? That would be the Roman general Julius Caesar. He introduced the first leap year over 2,000 years ago, but the Julian calendar only had one rule. Any year evenly divisible by 4 would be a leap year, so this formula produced way too many leap years. Still, it was not corrected until the introduction of the Gregorian calendar, which was 1,500 years later. Basically, the ancient Roman calendar added an extra month every few years to maintain correct seasonal changes, which is really similar to what we call the Chinese leap year, or the lunar year. So, there's a lot of stuff that go into this and a lot of facts that need to be known. Now that I covered that, and I mentioned what the main difference between leap year and a common year is, we know that the next leap day is basically February 29, 2020. Our last leap year was February 29, 2016. Now, the Gregorian calendar year consists of 52 weeks and one day. Because of this, January 1st and 31st of a common year are always on the same day of the week, and the next year begins on the next day of the week. For instance, the common year 2021 begins and ends on a Friday. Consequently, 2022 starts and ends on a Saturday, while 2023 starts and ends on a Sunday. Out of every 400 years in the Gregorian calendar, 303 years are common years. The rest, 97 years, have an intercalary day, the leap year day, making them 366 days long, which is, in a way, different from what we call a tropical year. Okay? Common years and other calendars are split up a little bit differently as they're set up differently. The Hebrew calendar, which is the one I mainly use, which is basically a lunar solar calendar, has 12 months in a common year, which we can it can have anywhere from 353 to 355 days, with the leap years in such a calendar having 383 to 384 days and 13 months. That means we get an extra month. The Chinese calendar, however, is a common year in the Chinese calendar. In a way saying that, it's also a lunar calendar as well. They have 12 months, 353 to 355 days. A month in the Chinese common year corresponds to the cycle of the moon, so from full moon to full moon. Because of this, a regular month can have 29 or 30 days. Leap years in the Chinese calendar, however, have 13 months, so they add an extra month. Next is the Islamic calendar. The common years in the Islamic calendar, which is purely a lunar calendar, have 354 days divided into 12 months. Some months have 30 days while others have 29, similar to ours. Similar to the Gregorian calendar anyway. 11 out of 30 years are Islamic leap years. So where the leap year has 30 days in the last month of the year, making the Islamic leap year 355 days, different communities follow different rules about how to space the leap years in the 30-year cycle. Last but not least is the Indian calendar. Both solar and lunar solar calendars, with regional variations, are used in Indian or India subcontinent areas. In the solar calendar, the common years, again, 365. With 10 leap years of 366 days each in a cycle of 39 years. However, unlike the Gregorian calendar, the Indian solar calendar, also known as the Narayana, I'm pronouncing that the best I can, there is no fixed rule as to which year in the cycle will be a leap year. So two kinds of lunar solar calendars are used in the Indian system. The Amanta, in which the month runs from new moon to new moon, and the Paramanta, which runs from full moon to the next full moon. The common year in the Amanta calendar is 12 months long and is 29 days long on average, and then the year is 354 days. Seven intercalary months called the Adhikmas are added at different intervals to the year in a 19-year cycle. So go figure. Now keep in mind, like I mentioned before, every calendar type is different based off of the region that you're in, and everyone looks at it differently. This is why I try to make a point of covering most of the basic information that a lot of people don't know. right, everybody. The last thing I want to cover in this talk about lunar year, as far as the leap year is concerned, is what is a tropical year and how long does that last? It's typically called a solar year. A year is never 365 days long, okay? A tropical year is also known as a solar year, as an astronomical year, if you want to look at it that way, or an equinoctial year, is basically an average approximately 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds long, or, as I mentioned before, 365.24219 days. A tropical year can be measured from either the vernal or autumnal equinox to the next one, or from summer to winter solstice to the next one. On the website timeanddate.com, we calculate on a tropical year from the March equinox to the next March equinox. And as a result, you know, our leap day synchronizes with the calendar accordingly. Although a common year has 365 days, in today's Gregorian calendar, we add a leap year day nearly every 4 years to stay in sync with the tropical year. So with that being said, without the correct amount of leap years, our calendar would quickly become out of sync. Okay, this happened to the Julian calendar, as I mentioned before, because they had way too many leap years. And, you know, eventually they had to replace it with the Gregorian calendar. Now keep in mind, it can vary by 30 minutes. Okay, the exact length of a tropical year can vary up to about half an hour to an hour. For instance, the tropical year, for example, 2032, will last longer than 365 days and 6 hours. Whereas in 2027, however, will only have last 365 days, 5 hours, and 39 minutes. Each year is different. There's websites that keep track of this on a chart, so you can see what it looked like from 2000 all the way up to the current 2020 in March. Now, keeping all of this in mind, there's a lot of stuff that comes with everything that I've mentioned. You know, and a lot of this information you can find on timeanddate.com. I won't say that I knew this by heart. But keep in mind that a lot of this information is available out there for a lot of people to get, but not everyone knows this. You need to know about time. You need to know about how it works. You know, these are important skills people need to know when they don't know. You know, you need to know how to read weather. You need to know the time zone differences. You know, stuff like this. This stuff matters. Now, with that being said, I thank you guys for listening. Enjoy the rest of your day. Again, this has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. I'm your host, Neo Gentrix. Have a great rest of your day.